1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by a grand opening coming soon for your new favorite theater, Movie Tavern in Brookfield Square. Marcus Theater, because movies never tasted so good.
Let's get in contact with our music expert, Gary Graff. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
All right. How are you today?
Great.
Good.
Good.
Yeah, watch.
Yes?
Reading about J-Lo.
Yeah, this is the, there's a little bit of hot news, maybe. She's the one who's being tipped and rumored to be the halftime entertainment at Super Bowl 54.
But her man is a baseball guy, you know.
But he's from Miami, you know.
Okay.
He's got some strong ties in Miami.
Bruce Springsteen sang Glory Days at Super Bowl one year, didn't he? At halftime.
Yeah,
it was part of the montage.
Yeah. Yeah, so, and although he changed the lyrics around.
Oh, right. Baseball.
So, but, you know, there's a lot of reports out there that she's going to be doing it February 2nd in Miami, Super Bowl 54. She's pretty mum, you know. She did a couple interviews during the week at different events, and, you know, she's not saying anything. The NFL is not saying anything yet, so we'll see. But, you know, usually when these names surface early, they tend to be right, and they've been announcing it earlier and earlier every year.
Did they have an official rollout date on that, or they just let the rumors go out till they...
I mean, they will pick it. They probably, in their minds, and somewhere in the corporate docket, have an official rollout, but, you know, they don't tell us.
All right.
As long as it's not Coldplay, I don't care.
We could, but we do, so why lie?
Yeah. Sony's re-releasing the Walkman, but it's not really a Walkman, right?
It's not really a Walkman. No, the Walkman turns, believe it or not, it turns 40 this year. So Sony's rolled out this new project. It's called the NWA100TPS, which I'm sure you're glad you know. And it looks like a Walkman, feels like a Walkman, but it's actually an MP3 player or a digital media player that apparently can hold... I forget the number of, so there's some huge number of songs with a 26-hour battery life. But it looks like a Walkman, and there's even a little mock cassette graphic on the cover. So you pop it out, you hold it in your hand, it looks like a Walkman, you pop it open.
I don't remember exactly how it happened, but the Walkman was murdered by downloads, right? iPods.
Well, by that and then by CD.
Right. But they had a CD Walkman too.
They did have a CD Walkman, but it wasn't the same.
Okay.
You didn't walk around with that thing on your belt.
Okay. I was just wondering what finally finished off the Walkman, because they sold a ton of those over the years.
I'd say it was a combination of the CD and then, of course, when downloads came along. But yeah, basically, the death of the Walkman was the death of the cassette.
Okay, since we're talking about old technology, vinyl's going to outsell CDs this year.
That is what they're saying. It may. The half-year report is out from the Recording Industry Association of America, and it's showing that vinyl sales are just a touch behind CDs. Vinyl sold 224.1 million so far this year. CDs are at 247.9 million. Vinyl is up 12%, while CDs are down. Or not down, they're just pretty much remaining the same. So they're saying if this all stays on track, vinyl will surpass CDs for the first time since 1986.
But the thing about that is nobody's buying CDs anymore either.
No, exactly. And vinyl really only accounts for a small percentage of the market. It's streaming revenue is the largest, percentage of the market right now at 62%. Vinyl is 4%.
Maybe
it will be something of a landmark, that vinyl passes CDs in sales.
Maybe it's because when the music storage otherwise is, no space, just on a device you already have, it doesn't seem like a difference anymore, like it once did. Oh, look at these big records. Oh, look at this small compact disc. Now, they're both big items.
Yeah, now you can hold it in your hand, literally.
Right.
Forget about the Walkman thing. You can hold it in your whole music collection in your hand and still have room to carry something else.
Right.
R. Kelly gets a trial date.
Yeah, a lot of stuff with R. Kelly. There's a little breaking news overnight. He apparently did not show up at a hearing, his initial court appearance for the Minnesota charge. He's been charged in Minnesota and New York, and in Illinois, in Chicago, and he didn't show up for a hearing in Minnesota, so there's a bench warrant out for his arrest. That's a formality. His attorney says they never received notice of the hearing. The county attorney in Minnesota said the summons was sent to Kelly's last known address. Who knows what that is? In the meantime, an April 27, 2020 trial date has been set in Chicago for child pornography and obstruction of justice charges. That is likely to change because they are likely to consolidate all of these into one trial. So we're waiting to hear on whether that they will actually go or not. In the meantime, his two girlfriends, yes, acknowledged two girlfriends, are trying to raise money for his legal counsel. You know, they've apparently hired representatives to help them secure paid interviews with media outlets and then turn the money over to him. And they're also looking for a book deal as well, and all this to help fund the legal effort for the child pornography, sexual abuse, and all the other charges that you would think would make you leave your boyfriend rather than try to raise money for his legal
Well, defense. You know, as a single man, it's an interesting thing to read. Yeah. Two girlfriends, and he's a total douchebag. And
wait a minute. He's going to sell interviews.
They're going to, the girlfriends.
Right.
Going to sell interviews and to raise money for his legal.
But they're going to do the interviews, not him.
They'll do the interviews, not
him. Okay, that makes more sense because after that disaster he had with Gail King.
Oh, yeah, they're not letting him.
They're going to let him do more interviews? Yeah, when he got up and was.
They're not letting him anywhere near a microphone or a camera.
I can't believe his lawyer let him near one the first time.
Neither can most people, and this is a different lawyer who is working with him now.
Ringo and Paul are working together again?
Yeah, this is kind of a nice story. So Ringo has a new album coming out in the not-too-distant future, and it will feature a version of Grow Old With Me, which is a song that John Lennon put on one of his later albums that he and Paul McCartney teamed up on. And Ringo's been paying a lot of tribute to John. In fact, he just revealed the cover art for the album, which is going to be called What's My Name. And it's a picture of Ringo wearing a pin of the John Lennon postal stamp, the U.S. postal stamp they released. So that album comes out October 25th. And again, you know, it's him and Paul performing Grow Old With Me. Which would be very nice and sweet.
There's Las Vegas news about David Lee Roth and Aerosmith. They're not teaming up, right?
Yeah, Las Vegas is happening. So David Lee Roth just announced his first ever Las Vegas residency. He's going to start a 6-show run on March 18th. I'm sorry, he starts January 8th and then comes back in March. And he's going to be at the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino. And he promises that he has 236 instantly recognizable songs to play, and those will include Van Halen hits as well as his his solo material. So you'll be getting your taste of Van Halen. Really, if you want any Van Halen, go see it in Las Vegas with David Lee Roth. And then Aerosmith is going to continue the Deuces Are Wild residency at the Park MGM. They just finished 14 shows over a couple of runs, and now they're going to be back in with shows in January, February, May, and June.
If I'm going to buy a ticket to go see David Lee Roth, I don't want to hear anything but old Van Halen tunes, right?
I wouldn't mind hearing Just Like Paradise, you know, California Girls.
236 songs, that's a lot of tunes.
I they may be instantly recognizable, but I'm sure some of them are instantly recognizable as crap. But he's not lying if they're instantly recognized.
Wow. Like Moon River or, you know,
he's a guy you don't put anything past.
All right.
There may just be a few Elvis songs in that set.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra's announced their schedule, their dates for the holidays.
Yeah, they are. They're going out again in late October and touring through the new year. Green Bay is getting a show November 13th. Milwaukee's getting a show December 27th. I should say two shows because you know how they roll.
Yes, at the Fiserv Forum.
A matinee and an evening, and those are all going on sale today.
So when are they? What are they coming by you in Detroit?
They are here the 28th, the day after they're in Milwaukee.
Okay, all right. So. And how does that work? I'm always confused. Are there two Trans-Siberian Orchestras?
There's an East and a West.
Right.
So I believe Milwaukee has the West crew. and we have the East crew every year. So it's two separate sets of musicians. There's a musical director with each one, you know, and then, you know, usually a lot of it's the same cast. There's very little turnover. They just kind of go out and play.
So they'll cross Siberia from east to west, but not the United States.
Yeah. Okay. So again, Green Bay, November 13th, Milwaukee, December 27th, on sale today.
Britney Spears' dad has stepped down as what, her
temporarily
her handler.
Jamie Spears is at least temporarily not going to be her conservator anymore. This comes after, you know, he was banned from seeing her children after allegedly, you know, putting hands on one of the kids, Sean Federline. They have Kevin Federline's last name. So he, you know, Jamie Spears, the father, is having health issues, and so some, you know, people, a source close to him, you know, did say that he needs to be focusing on that, not on Jamie's concerns. Meanwhile, in an interesting development, the psychiatrist who's been, you know, treating Britney and is the one making recommendations about things like the conservatorship or whether she needs to be in residential care or not, he passed away suddenly earlier this week from an aneurysm. So nobody's quite sure what the line of succession is going to be here. I believe Britney's mom now moves into the conservator role, and she and the father have had issues differing over Britney's care. So we'll see what transpires over the next few months.
Is the Britney thing ever going to just be normal?
Is she ever going to get her life back?
It just seems like if you turn her loose for 5 minutes, she'll run out into traffic if somebody's not watching her.
That seems to be the case, and I've seen no move to remove the conservatorship from her.
I mean, at some point, don't you go, well, she's just a moneymaker for them. They're not really worried about her getting better. We'll just handle her. We'll corral her as long as she makes money for us.
Well, I think the one thing you can say about Jamie Spears' conservatorship is she did get better. You know, these incidents were fewer and fewer to the point where they're almost non-existent now.
Yeah, she seemed like she was doing really well.
Having him as the conservator has been to her benefit.
Eddie Money's not doing so well, though.
Eddie Money is not doing well at all, and this is, of course, you know, very, very, very sad. But he, you know, he has apparently had to suspend his cancer treatments. He's battling fourth stage esophageal cancer because he's contracted pneumonia, and so one doesn't go with the other. Apparently, you know, this first cropped up when he underwent a heart valve procedure last spring and had a little bit of pneumonia, you know, then, and now it's back. So, but, you know, apparently the silver lining to any of this is so far the cancer hasn't progressed, so they don't think it's going to be that big an issue that they have to take whatever it's going to be a week, 2 weeks off to get the pneumonia under control. He is in a private rehab center now, and, you know, you're not going to see him on stage again. You know, that part of Eddie Money's life is over, and now it's a question of just maintaining his health to whatever degree they can.
All right, what are we going to finish with this week?
We're going to finish with breaking news from overnight, which, you know, I think some people are excited about. I am. The Who has announced its first new album in 13 years. It's just going to be called Who, not The Who, not with a question mark, just Who. It's coming out November 22nd, containing 11 tracks. If you want to pre-order today, you can get the first track, Ball and Chain, which they released for a little instant gratification. They've been talking about this. I've talked with them about this since early this year when they started their orchestral tour, and they're both, you know, both Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey are pretty stoked about it. Roger is saying it's the best thing they've done since Quadrophenia. Pete is, you know, saying some of this is material he's been trying to get out and just hadn't gotten right before now, and now he's very happy with it. So, you know, we'll have some new Who to listen to. This fall.
All right. They were just here Sunday night out at Alpine Valley.
Yeah, they're on the current leg of the orchestral tour. I think this weekend they play Fenway Park in Boston, and they did, concurrent with the album announcement, they announced a UK tour for the spring of 2020.
All right. Who the Lions play this weekend?
Lions play the Chargers.
How'd you like that 27-27 tie last week?
You know, considering that it was an 18-0 lead, you know how I felt about that.
Ooh. Well, better luck this week.
But who said what last week?
What did you say? You rarely have hope for the Lions.
And I did not express any hope last week.
All right. So you were good there.
And I'm certainly not expressing any this week.
All right. Gary. All right,
well, good luck.
Thanks for the time.
We'll talk next week.
We'll talk again next Friday. Gary Graff, our music guy. You get him every Friday morning around here.